the other way. Oh, but you have been drawn now. Because you became as a little child. Let's see, we got several more here. Then went, Sister Randolph, come on. You haven't been here. You been here, sir? Come on. Oh, anyone else that hadn't been, Sister Boyne, come on. Oh, come on, brother. One, two, three, four. Oh, five. That's good. You didn't get in on that order? Come on. Hey, man, brother, you make me feel bad because I'm old. When I get through, you won't have any age. You're going to be just like a child. Most of you about come to the conclusion all that you thought you knew, you didn't know it anyway. And that's exactly where God brought me. You know, before he ever taught me anything, he let me know I didn't know a thing. And I had to confess it before him. And you know, after he got through teaching, and he taught me the great doctrines of the Bible, face to face, you know what he required me to do? You know what Jesus required me to do before I could move into a ministry to really deliver others? To bring all those doctrines one at a time in my mind and submit them into him and let him purify them with the fire of his body, and he gave them back to him in life. He said, now I'll unlock them with the keys of hell and death one at a time. You shall not speak unless I speak, and when I speak quiet, you shall shut up. I said, it hath been done. Ooh. Ooh, pull them on in there. Father, in obedience to you, I deliver these, your son and daughter. And seal them into the love fire of your body and a love sacrifice into the beginning from where Jesus came. Ooh, 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 it hath been done. Well, I don't see how you're doing that many people. Y'all put the mantles on those that don't have mantles. Said, I don't see how you can purify that many people at one time. Well, under the law, he purified a whole city of Sodom and Gomorrah with fire. Of course, he destroyed the people, too. And in the days that lie ahead of you, you and I are going to see him do whole cities and whole nations. He said it. You're going to see the purifying fire of God rain upon whole cities and whole nations. And you're also going to see the judgment fire of God rain upon them. But the love and grace fire is the first. You mothers, gather around them now and get them moving in that spirit of life. Feel that cleanness moving in them. Anyone else that hadn't been delivered, better come on. Push him on in there to me, Lee. Don't put her in there. She's too little. You just wait, honey. We'll get you along with us. Hold it, Lee. In obedience to you, Father. I burn these love sacrifices here with your love and grace fire. Purify them. And deliver them and seal them into the love fire of your body from where Jesus came. It hath been done. Ease them down here. Roll them over there, Soda. Y'all don't put those little ones in there with those people. Half died. Be still, I got a mantle of mother here. Ignorance hath died and wisdom hath come alive. Love, fire of Jesus hath destroyed that ignorance of the flesh. And the wisdom of the love of God has come alive. Let's put the little ones right over in there. Get them around me. That's right. Oh, hold in there. Hold her, Sister Gage. Put her. Y'all let the little ones on the outside there now. Don't smother. Oh, you big son. You big as I am. Oh, get around there and hold my mantle, Brother Josh. Oh, y'all begin to let that spirit of life move. Father, in obedience to you, I deliver these as love sacrifices and seal them into the love fire of your body from where Jesus came. It has been done. Eat them now. That's it. Just to eat them down and let that fire burn in them, little or big. Put her right on me there. That's right. Deliver into the farm. Come on, brother. That other big brother there, put him on the right side. Hold it there for me. Put it around. Let that spirit of life begin to move from now. Get them clean. Get them weeping in the spirit. Father, in obedience to you, I seal, deliver and seal these love sacrifices into the love fire of your body from where Jesus came. It has been done. Eat them now. Mantle those that weren't mantle now. Got some more? Let me test them right on up here. Where's any more it then been? Put her right around on. You've already been here. You want your baby? Just flame him right now. We just lay hands on those for the time being. Put them right in that fire, big fire. Anyone else that hadn't been? Anyone else? Father, in obedience to you, I deliver this daughter of yours and seal her in the love fire of your body from where Jesus came as a love sacrifice. It has been done. Take this kid in your arms. Hold it. Close your eyes. Kid that age has someone stand in his stead. One of the mothers of Israel stands in their stead. And we deliver them right into the body from where Jesus came, and God raises them by the Spirit just like he raised Jesus. You don't believe that? You watch it. In obedience to you, Father, I deliver this innocent child of yours right into the love fire of your body and give him, even as Abraham gave Isaac, God, give her as a love sacrifice and seal her into the love fire of your body from where Jesus came. It hath been done. Just ease her down. Put a mantle on her. That's right. hold her up in your arm there and sort of move that spirit of life through her. Don't lay her down on the floor. That old mound too big was okay. Pick her up in your arms. Give me the map. Hold her right there. In the trail, that spirit of life. That's the trail right in there. In obedience to you, Father, I deliver this daughter of yours right into the love fire of your body and seal her in to the love fire of your body from where Jesus came. Don't hurt her. Half been gone. Put that mantle on. She'd already got one, ain't she? Get one of those mothers. That's it. Come out here, Daddy. You're scared. Y'all ought to bring him up here and stand with him. That's it. That's it. In obedience to you, Father. I just deliver these children of yours right into the love fire of your body from where Jesus came and seal them in as your love sacrifice that you might raise them by your word, even as you raised Jesus Christ, your begotten Son. It has been done. Destroy another religious spirit out of your mind with a word and with fire while the fire is burning in you. Are you ready? Everyone ready? There is a spirit of Antichrist, a religious demon that works in your mind,
that works in your mind,
making you deny for your daily life,
for your daily life,
that Jesus Christ has come in your flesh,
has come in your flesh.
There is a spirit of Antichrist, a religious demon that works in your mind,
that works in your mind,
making you deny for your daily life,
for your daily life,
that Jesus Christ has come in your flesh,
has come in your flesh.
The spirit of grace,
the spirit of
God,
the spirit of God,
bears witness of the truth,
bears witness of the truth,
of the grace of your Father,
of the grace of your Father,
working with Jesus,
working with Jesus,
by the Holy Ghost,
by the Holy Ghost,
has taken away your flesh. Gave you the flesh of Christ.
Gave you the flesh of Christ.
You believe then?
Oh!
You're no more you.
You're no more you.
But now you are Christ.
But now you are Christ.
Made so by God.
Made so by God.
Love and grace. And
love and grace.
Which you
receive
in simple faith.
In simple faith.
And are established. By your confession of faith.
By your confession of faith.
As long as you think.
As long as you think.
Of yourself as you.
Of yourself as you.
Then you're under the control.
Then you're under the control.
Of religious Satan.
Of religious Satan.
By your confession.
By your confession.
You're established in your mind.
Established in your mind.
That you're no more you.
That you're no more you.
But your Jesus Christ.
But your Jesus Christ.
In the Spirit of God has taken possession.
Has taken possession.
Of your mind and life. That you are Christ. Now I want to give you a scripture. Philippians, the 2nd chapter, verse 5 and 6. A command from God.
Let this mind
be also in you.
Be also in you.
Which
was in
Christ Jesus.
Christ Jesus.
Who being in the form of.
Being in the form
of a living God.
Of a living God.
Thought it not robbery.
Thought it not robbery.
To be equal with God.
To be equal with God.
Whoa! Any spirit in your mind,
or in your heart,
that influences with thought,
or attitude of heart,
that you're still you,
from Christ you are part,
is a religious demon of Satan's kingdom. Jesus Christ
has come in your flesh.
You're no more you.
By the grace of God.
But now you are Jesus.
In the flesh.
My Father's city.
And it is so.
From your childhood in religious Babylon, false prophets have defiled your mind, body, and soul, getting you to try to be like Christ, be a good person in false humility. But now I set you free from false prophets by telling you plainly you're Jesus in the flesh. You open your mouth and confess to your Father, I have been made Jesus in my flesh. The Holy Ghost moving from God. Bears with me, your Jesus and the pleasure. Get him up. Ooh, get my man. is your child, Jesus in the flesh, the Lord willing, at 10 o'clock in the morning, we'll be here with all of you others, Christ in the flesh, and we worship the true God. Bond of perfection,
the bond of
that makes us all one,
that makes us all one,
Jesus in you,
Jesus in you,
and Jesus in me,
and Jesus in me,
and Jesus in all of us, we all are one.
We all are one.
Whoa!